Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. Today's episode is going to be all about the collective reading for the month of April. Last month, with the theme being around healing, it certainly was fitting, and I'm curious to know if all of you felt the same as well. I am actually going to be doing probably, I'm not going to promise, but I am still feeling a calling to do a meditation for you all on healing. So I may release that later on today, maybe even when I finish doing this episode. So possibly stay tuned for that. So let's just start. So I already drew the cards. So the theme for this month is courage. So that's kind of interesting. Now, what comes through for me, what really stands out energetically for this message and this card is really going within yourself. I think sometimes we look externally for validation and things that we require. But what I want to tell you is all of these energies exist within us. And if we focus on them and, excuse me, maybe what I'll do is bring some of this into the healing meditation. I'm not sure. But when we go within and we just focus on that energy and we grow it within ourselves, it actually starts to expand within all of the molecules of our body, into ourselves and into our being. And we have to remember that we are human beings. It's our state of being. And that's why meditation and silence and quieting the mind is so super important. So the first card that I'm going to draw is what's blocking us. And then the second card is what will heal it. And then the third card is what will resolve it. So the block here is power. So again, it's about stepping into our power. So it's very interesting that courage stands out here. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world. And if you are aware and awake, really awake around what is happening, there are protests happening now because of the carbon tax. People are really starting to stand up for their freedoms and starting to realize that the government is really, really overreaching into our pockets, and it's not okay. The governments really are harming our freedoms, and I think some people just don't realize that in that freedom, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of components. So most people would be like, well, this is Canada and, you know, we are free and all of those things. But what people don't realize is, you know, you can have a dog on a leash and you can just slowly remove one link of the chain each day and the dog will never notice until all of a sudden that chain is too short. And that's what our government is doing. That's what's been happening since our current leader got in. And I'm not going to get into all of those details. So on a personal level, though, it is also about stepping into your power. You know, what are your strengths? What are you good at? What are you here to do? What is your purpose here? So really, really pay attention to that. Ask those questions. You know, I'm going to invite you to even pause this and get a notebook and just write some notes here around working with what this reading is and how you can better yourself. And one of the things to really start off with is just even on a daily basis, say, show me what my strengths are, asking the universe to show them to you. Because I believe so many of us, and I'm seeing so many young people struggling right now, are so focused on their weaknesses and comparing themselves to everyone else. Social media is terrible for that because people are only posting the good things that are happening in their life. They don't post about the struggles for the most part. And so it really is a time right now of stepping into your power and acknowledging your strengths. And as you acknowledge those strengths, they grow. And it's time to let go of focusing on the weaknesses, because whatever you focus on, you will grow and you will see more of. Just had a client recently who in the sibling order is a middle child and really, really struggling with just things from the past. And so I had to remind this person that if you're looking for all of the things that prove that you were treated poorly as a middle child, you're going to find them. You know, the thing is, and I had to explain, like, it doesn't matter what birth order you are in, there's always a component. I was a firstborn and I was expected to be perfect and well-behaved. And then my sister comes along and she did all of the things, especially as a teenager, that I totally would have been reamed out for, grounded, punished. And it was like, they didn't even care. Like there was no rules for her. So, you know, there's many different things. My husband is the last born of 9 children. You know, he got a lot of hand-me-downs. He rarely got anything new for himself. So there's a lot of different ways to look at things. So, and the other thing I'd like to point out is, you know, if you're looking for, well, for example, maybe you've looked for a new car before. And let's say you're looking at Toyotas and then all of a sudden you just realize how many Toyotas there are on the road. Or maybe it was a Hyundai Tucson and now all of a sudden all you see is Tucsons. That's something called our RAS system, reticular activating system. So if you're looking for it, the universe is going to possibly help you find it. So it shifts your focus and you know, what are you focused on? So focusing on your strengths, letting go of the weaknesses, because we didn't come here to be jacks of all trades. We came here to be really good at what we do and step into what our purpose is. So what will heal or resolve this is leadership. So I want to say taking leadership in your life and really looking at that, the fact that you are the creator of your life and acknowledging and I guess getting into the driver's seat of that. What is it that you want to create in your life? And is there any other areas in your life where you're being called to leadership? You know, do you have people who look up to you? And maybe by just taking on a role of leadership, you know, you will inspire others. Maybe that's part of your purpose. So what does leadership mean to you? And again, might need to look into that. Like, what is leadership? What is a good leader to you? Leadership is something that I'm looking at currently because I don't know, I just feel kind of disconnected from it. And I'm not sure exactly what a good leader looks like. Like, what is leadership? So those are just some ideas for you. And then the outcome is wisdom. So through this process, as you really, you know, look within yourself, find the courage and the strength, step more into your power rather than blocking it, stepping into your leadership and acknowledging that you are the creator of your life, you will inspire others and you will be seen as having great wisdom, but not only seen as having great wisdom, but you will have great wisdom. And what is wisdom is information. And what we all have to remember is that we have wisdom from all of our lifetimes. It's just that we don't necessarily remember it, but on a soul level, deep within us, that wisdom already exists. And you can also connect to the universal wisdom that is out there. It's just a matter of connecting to that source. So moving forward, it is now about taking action. So are you willing to take action in your life to create those changes that you are desiring? And, you know, if it's on the front of what's going on politically in Canada, you know, what can we do? We need to find better leaders. We need to, it's not necessarily just voting someone out. It's actually finding better leaders. So anyway, and in your own life, change can't happen unless you're willing to take action. So there is a fine line and a balance between, you know, being and acknowledging your being, but also taking those steps to get to your goals and what it is that you want to actually achieve. So I hope that this all makes sense. Kind of short and sweet, but that's kind of all that I am kind of feeling from this whole collective reading for the month of April. So, you know, have courage, march to the beat of your own drum. Even if others don't understand you or know what you are about, be genuine, be sincere, stand strong in who you are and have the courage to show that. Stop dimming your light when you're around others. And if they can't accept your light and, you know, you feel like you are constantly dimming your light, because that takes a lot of energy, you guys. It actually takes more energy. It drains your energy to dim your light. But when you actually step into your gifts and abilities and your talents, that actually will fuel you. So keep that in mind and, you know, stop blocking your power. Stop stopping yourself. Really step into acknowledging what your strengths are, what you are good at. And next step is leadership. And after that, the wisdom really starts. You really start to tap into the wisdom. So that is your collective reading for the month of April, with the theme being courage. Courage to shine bright, courage to stand in your truth, courage to be unapologetically authentic to who you are. So remember, you are the creator of your life, and if something isn't working for you, you can absolutely change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.